My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We're getting football back.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Video coming out of Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson having an animated conversation on the sideline. You know who also loves that conversation? I love it. It's demonstrative. Who cares?
There's often appearance versus reality in life.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, Seahawks wide receiver Jackson Smith and Jigba. Coming up, Falcons safety Jesse Bates III. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. First couple hours, if you missed it, you missed a lot of fun, a lot of great talk with Daniel Jeremiah. Hour number one, Jesse Bates III, the Falcons safety. In hour number two, also, Mike Del Tufo is going to be the host of The Bronze Zone, coming soon to an Olympic television set near you. He thinks he can also be a spotter for an Olympic archer because he can tell anybody who's terribly accurate, you're a little bit too far to the right or the left. All I have to say is if he's ever in that position, just make sure two things. One, he's not on his phone. And two, that there's no television sets nearby where, let's say, they're playing beach volleyball with a team from Brazil. he might not be paying attention.
We were dialed into that.
Yeah, okay, so at any rate, we re-air and as soon as we're done here on Channel 210. And so I'm heading off to Ohio after this show is all over. We'll talk about a little bit of that. And the Hall of Fame weekend to come later on in this hour. Jackson Smith and Jigba of the Seattle Seahawks will be joining us shortly. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Mike in Las Vegas, Nevada has been hanging on for quite some time, and I think he just picked up the phone. Are you there, Michael? You there, Mike?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, where are you in Las Vegas, Nevada? Where are you in the great city? Where are you right now?
So I'm in Henderson, actually.
Okay.
Rich, actually, wanted to start by asking, or by... letting you guys know, first of all, I think you guys are so cool.
Thank you.
Wanted to give you a shout-out because I came up to you guys. I don't know if you remember. This is when you guys were having your shows in Las Vegas.
Yep.
In the lead-up to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Came up and said hi. You guys were so gracious. You guys took a picture with me. I had a great conversation with TJ and Chris. Okay. Wanted to give you guys a shout-out for that.
Hey. Thanks, okay. Mike.
Appreciate you,
Mike. Thank you for that.
Mike, what jersey were you wearing that day?
So I actually wasn't wearing a jersey. I was wearing my work clothes. So I'm actually in the local news here. And, Rich, actually, one of the things I mentioned when I came up to you was, and, man, I was so nervous because it was literally like you are one of the folks I modeled my career after.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And you, you're the way you do live interviews, like, for example, the Jesse Bates interview. Love that in particular because, you know, you get into not only the football stuff that everyone wants, but you also get into the personal stuff, and you're able to relate to folks. And I took those notes with me, basically, watching over the years, and that's, you know, shaped how I do my job.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Mike. That's very kind of you. I mean, listen, when somebody like Jesse Bates is talking about how, you know, his life has changed and he's had a kid, I'll definitely ask about the kid. You know what I mean? So that's where I'll go.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well,
Rich, if you're down to play a little win-loss with the Chargers, that's my home team. So I'm in Vegas for work. Not a Raiders fan, though.
Okay.
But I am a Chargers fan. So if you want, we'll go down the list.
Well, Mike, there may be an eye on Rich and Eisen, as I like to say. I'm a team player. The floor is yours, to use the Andy Reid phrase as well. If you can, if you want to do it, we'll do it. It's not a threat. It's a guarantee. And the Las Vegas Raiders fans who are listening to you in Las Vegas, Nevada right now may not like hearing what you're about to say, because week one is the Chargers hosting the Raiders. What happens when this happens?
I think that's the Chargers' victory. I think in SoFi there's obviously going to be more Raiders fans. There always is. But there's an energy, man. Jim Harbaugh knows that this was the game that essentially got his predecessor fired. And he knows he cannot lose this one, especially at home. That's a win.
At the Carolina Panthers.
I don't like to think there's automatic wins, but I think that's a win.
At the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think that's going to be a loss.
All right. Now, 2-1, coming home to take on the Chiefs.
You know, Rich, Travis Kelce has owned the Chargers. The Chargers need to take back SoFi. But I think that's still Kelce's house, at least this early in the season. I think that's a loss.
Oh, because that would be that's the Harbaugh tone setter, Mike. All right, 2-2 into the bye, now at Denver.
That's a win.
3-2 at the Cardinals on a Monday night.
That's going to be a really good one. I think that's a win for the Chargers.
That's a 4-2 record home for the Saints.
That's a win.
Now at Cleveland. Jim's back in Ohio, Mike. What happens?
Jim really wants to win this one, but I think the Browns take that game.
All right. Ends the three-game win streak. 4-3 home for the Titans.
I know the whole thing, Rich, is everybody pencils in the Titans for a win, but I got to say that's a win.
All right. I appreciate you at least acknowledging that you're joining that mosh pit. All right. 6-3 home for the Bengals.
That's going to be a Bengals win. A great game. I think that's a shootout. That's the game I'm low-key looking forward to most, aside from the next week's game.
6-4 home for the Ravens on a Monday night.
Chargers beat the Ravens.
Goes to Jim. At the Atlanta Falcons.
I think the Chargers win that one. Most Falcons fans that I've seen doing the win-loss game, they actually like say the Chargers win that one, and I'm going to go ahead and agree.
Okay, so that's now 8-4 at the Chiefs.
I really want the Chargers to take one of the games against the Chiefs, but I don't think this is the year they do it. I think that's the Chiefs win.
8-5 home for the Bucks.
Win.
9-5 at the home for the Broncos.
Win.
10-5 at the Patriots.
That's another one I hate to say that's a penciled in win. I think this is a low-scoring, close game. The Chargers never beat the Patriots, but I think they win this one.
And then 11-5 where you are in Nevada at the Raiders.
Well, Rich, I'm hoping to go to this game, and I'll be wearing my Lance Allworth powder blue jersey, and that's going to be a Chargers victory that I'll see.
12-5 for the Raiders. I mean, for the Chargers. Mike in Vegas. Thanks for the kind words, Mike. Hope to get to meet you again soon.
Good to talk
call
to
back.
Thank
that's,
you, Rich.
That's Mike
good
in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mike, did he have them beating the Ravens on Monday? I think I missed it.
He had them, yes. He thinks that that Jim beats John in the return of the Harbaugh. Mm.
Somewhere I missed an L. But
that's the Monday of Thanksgiving weekend.
Monday, 12-5. What's more likely?
Yes, sir.
The Chargers go 12-5 or the Cowboys go 9-8?
Because those are the win-loss games we've had already this year, right?
Yeah, that we played today.
I think it's more likely that the Chargers go 12-5. I don't see the Cowboys being one game above 500. They have a very talented team. They have a very talented team. And again, let's put it this way. We will see the all-in Cowboys strategy tested in a win-or-go-home playoff game. That would stun me if Dallas doesn't even make the postseason. Where 7 teams in the NFC make it. Come on, man.
I mean,
really? Who are the 9 NFC teams that do not make the playoffs, and the Cowboys would be one of them. Come on now.
Every year.
I understand.
There is turnover.
So
who are your NFC teams that don't make it this year?
All right, no. No, you have to now answer first.
am I wrong about what's more likely? That Jim pluses the Chargers up 7 is more likely than the Cowboys missing the playoffs because they're 9-8.
No, 12's a lot of wins for this team and a really hard division and a really hard conference. It's more likely Dallas goes 9-8.
I don't see it.
Me either.
I just don't see it.
Dallas is super top heavy. And so if one of these guys is out, say CeeDee Lamb just doesn't show up for a couple weeks, who are your wide receivers? Who catches the football? If Brandon Ezekiel Cooks. Elliott gets hurt, who are your running backs?
As much as I
we
like
can
to make
say that about hold each on a second. And every team. Though,
as much
right?
as I'd like to make no.
The Cowboys' depth is not really what you think it is.
Offensively.
Daniel Jeremiah, who I thought was great, sat there and told us how great the defense is. Something that I haven't heard at all because we're so concentrating on all in and Jerry and Dak's contract that no one ever kind of gives the props to the defense that they deserve.
Zimmer's an outstanding
defense. He's a great coach. Yes. So and yet no one's talking about that at all.
Defense is not sexy. There's no fantasy defense leagues.
Sam Williams getting blown out with his knee is a bad piece of news, though.
That hurts.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But already you're seeing a depth chart tested. And his point is that if that depth chart is tested at the wide receiver position, that's not great. But you could say if you take the top receiver away from anybody's team.
Take Justin Jefferson out of the Vikings.
Like that.
Well, Jordan Addison would be your best receiver after CeeDee Lamb.
I don't know. I think Jim plussing up the Chargers 7 is...
Oh, wow, that's a tall task, man.
I know it is, but he's done it before. Took a 5-win team to 12 wins and the playoffs. When he joined the Niners. So, yeah, I see that. Now, the other question you asked me, what are the NFC teams that don't make the playoffs? The 9 that don't make it?
Right. So,
or it would be.
Well, no, you're just looking like, so if they're going to make, who's out? Who's out? Every year there's teams that are out.
I think the Lions are in.
Seattle, Green Bay, Rams, Eagles. Those are your wild card teams. Do all 4 of them make it again?
The Seahawks didn't make the playoffs last year. You know. Your wild card teams last year
were the Packers, Rams, and Eagles. Bucks were also 9-8.
If I had to take anybody out, I would say the Falcons would take out the Bucks. Right? Even though they signed Tristan Wirfs, another coup by Jason Light, who's killing it by getting everybody still staying there. So, because you're I'm not saying this is going to happen. You're asking what's likely, potentially, to happen. So I'll swap them out. I think the Eagles and the Cowboys make it again, and I think the Lions make it again. I still need to see if the Packers are that good. You know, did they catch fire?
Okay, I think that's fair.
Okay. I think the Rams are making it again, and I think the Niners are making it again. I think the Seahawks have a shot to sneak in.
So everybody makes it again except one team.
No. I just also said maybe the Packers are up.
Okay.
You know? But Dallas being one of them, that would be quite the shocker.
Phew. I'm just preparing everyone. There are shockers every single year.
Where a team that was a 2 seed 1 year is out the next year, and they return pretty much everybody?
The Titans were the 1 seed not very long ago, and they went 6-11 last year.
I'm trying, TJ.
He's always going to give you the glass half full.
But you know, I'm going to give you guys the reality.
Yeah.
The reality is that 50% of the playoff teams don't make it the next year. So who are the teams that are out if we think all these other teams are getting better and going in?
You tell me.
I don't NFC have a crystal teams. Ball, or I would be very rich.
Tell me the NFC. I don't have a crystal ball either. We do, but it's too damn heavy for me to bring it over here. I got too big a crystal ball.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want a little crystal ball.
We think Seattle's going
to
be better. I think the Bears won 7 games last year, so we're only talking about them plussing up 3.
Sure.
To make it.
Right.
Maybe two.
Right. Okay? So that may be the team that knocks the Packers out.
The Falcons, Rich, you think the Commanders are going to be good? I don't know.
I say that they're going to be a sleeper team. Like we're talking about them late December.
Can they be plus five to make the playoffs at 9-8?
Listen, sleeper teams doesn't mean that they make the playoffs.
I know.
I'm just saying that these are teams that late in December will be talking about circling around. They'll have playoff clinching scenarios potentially, but it may look like a partridge in a pear tree. You know, like 15 things have to happen, but they're still alive. You know,
shots. I would just expect Dallas and Philly to not be 12 and 11 wins this year. I would think Detroit probably isn't going to win 12 again this year.
DJ put them in the Super Bowl in hour one. So you're not naming the teams that you think are out. I gave you the possibilities that the NFC South champion is different. And then I also said maybe the Packers don't make it and somebody else gets in.
I would think Dallas and Philly is not going to make it.
Really? Ooh. I don't know about them apples, pal.
I don't either.
Wow. Green Bay might not make it. Tampa might not make it.
Well, if that's the case,
then I would expect everyone in the NFC is kind of on notice except San Francisco.
I think the Rams are going to be better, pal. Everybody thought that was a fluke last year.
Hall of Famer on defense.
I'm aware of that.
Did a lot for that team.
And we're just expecting Cooper Kupp to get back to a couple years ago.
It's not just him either. I just think there were a ton of young.
No one thinks Carolina is going to make the playoffs.
And by the way,
we're talking about playoff teams.
I wouldn't blame a Packer fan saying, well, wait a minute, you need to see it again from us, and we made the divisional playoffs, and we were young, and you need to see it from us before you can believe it, and the Rams are just as young. I hear you.
I mean, it's way more spicy in the NFC.
So then how about, before we go there, we've got more than enough real estate.
I'm just saying.
No. But before we go there, before we throw it a break, because Jackson Smith and Jigba will join us from the Seahawks. I asked Daniel Jeremiah in hour one, out of all the seven teams that made it last year to the NFC playoffs, which one is most likely to advance further than they did last year? And he mentioned the Lions. And he didn't think anybody would win more than one game this year better than what they had last year. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
And he said the Lions will make the Super Bowl.
I think that's about right.
I don't know.
The Lions were right there last year, man.
Yeah, the Lions were right there.
It was there for them, and they gave it away.
Yeah.
They gave it away. The two field goals they could have kicked that would have won the game, Rich. Josh Reynolds dropping two passes on third down. I mean, they were up, 17 going into halftime, Chris?
That Ayuk catch when it looked like it was an interception.
Unbelievable. That's the greatest still photo maybe of the 2023 season.
That happens 10 times. He catches it 1 out of 10, but he caught it.
Maybe catches it half
out of 10.
Out of 10. He just happened to grab that one.
Let's take a break. Easy for me to say. Jackson Smith and Jigba will join us next on the Rich Eisen Show. He finished very strong last year.
Did.
How are things different in Seattle with the new head coach there? That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Rich Eisen here for Sleep Number. They say opposites attract. And that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is the best bed for couples. I can confirm exactly that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. You can choose what's right for you whenever you like. If you like a bed that feels firm, but they want soft, Sleep Number does that. You want to sleep cooler, while they like to feel warm, Sleep Number does that too. You have to feel it to believe it. Find the bed that's perfect for both of you only at a Sleep Number store. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, Sleep Number smart beds starting at $999. Price is higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Back here on our program, Jackson Smith and Jigbo will be joining us shortly from the Seahawks, I guess, podcast room. It's very Severance-looking-like room in there, right?
That's funny.
It's very futuristic.
Severance coming back soon, I think January?
I believe so. Friend of the program, Adam Scott.
Freaky show will be on for that. People out there haven't watched
it
yet.
Yeah, and well, it freaks you out, certainly since we have... Waffle days here too, right?
Yep. Big waffle. We're a big waffle.
Look at this guy to your left, not even paying attention. Listen to this guy.
I was doing something
doing?
In my email.
What are you doing? What are you doing in your email?
I checked my email.
Because I get yelled at because I don't check email.
Some spot are you on?
That's not, yeah, man.
Yeah, Mike.
I just
watched yelling at you about checking. Who's yelling at you about not checking?
You want to be my Olympic spotter.
And you want to be my Olympic spotter. What's going on? What's going on with the bronze zone? What's happening?
I'm watching the floor routine.
So Suni Lee is first in the overall, and we're on the floor right now.
What's the key to the floor routine, Mike?
The music you use is very important.
Okay. You don't get points for the music.
Either, but it's important.
What it does is it gives you the vibe. It gives you the pep in your step.
You don't remember Nadia Comaneci,
Chris? You get to stick landings to just some bad music.
Explain to him Nadia Comaneci back in the day coming out to the...
So you, hold on a second. Look at us. We're spotting dimes right here.
This is it.
In the same way that you could spot for an Olympic, aren't you?
Exactly.
You can spin tunes. For an Olympic floor,
100%.
Routine person.
I mean, that goes without saying.
I mean, I should have been the first DJ to do the halftime show for the Super Bowl.
Who? Forget the fact that Snoop's there.
Yeah,
Jazzy Jeff. Over
no, Snoop.
Here comes Mike.
So Jazzy Jeff. Snoop. Who needs
Put
him?
Me and Snoop in a booth. No, that's a winning team.
He doesn't
right
want to work with you though,
because he knows these nuts are all.
He's like, oh, by the way, officially, he would work with Snoop. Let everyone understand. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Look who stopped by from the Seattle Seahawks wide receiver room, Jackson Smith in Jigba. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
Doing great. It's a great day out here in Seattle. How you doing?
What makes it so great, Jackson?
The sun's shining, weather looking good. Good, nice little breeze.
Okay.
Going to get a good little practice in here in a little bit. So everything's good out here.
You want to do the traffic too? You're doing the weather. Should we do the traffic and weather together here on the Rich Eisen Show?
I haven't got to that one yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Tyler Lockett can do the traffic for you.
Okay. Well, I mean, you haven't been around Seattle enough yet. Seattle folks love to tell you about the traffic because they don't want you moving into the area. They want to keep it for themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people out here, I figured it out. I mean, they say a lot of bad things about it just so it doesn't get, I guess, more populated or something. They say the weather's bad.
That's right.
They say there's traffic everywhere, but it's all lies, honestly.
You get it. Yeah. They're like, they don't want too many people moving there. So they talk about it in a way that makes you think they don't really like the area. And then when it's up for them to actually talk about their city pride, well, then now it's on. And certainly the Seahawks are at the forefront of that. So you've seen this.
1,000%.
I love it.
1,000%. I know how it goes now.
Yeah. The 12th man don't want any more men and women in their city. But so let's talk about how things are different between last year and now this year with your new head coach, Jackson Smith and Jigbo. What's your opinion on that?
I mean, things are totally different, you know, just having the great Pete Carroll, you know, everything and to now Mike McDonald. I mean, everything is different, both defensive minded coaches. But, you know, Coach Mike McDonald's been defensive coordinator for about some years now, and really runs that, you know, side of the ball. And then also having Coach Ryan Grubb joining us, just, you know, you've seen the Washington offense just spreading it around, you know, a lot of deep shots, and, you know, just really playing offense on offense, you know.
So how, I guess, will you allow or reveal that's different offensively?
I would say, you know, our main thing is, you know, three wide receivers out there, and, you know, just having answers for all coverages, honestly, is what I think, you know, our mindset is, just going down, beating man to man, you know, zone coverage, you know, sitting in the hole, nothing crazy, you know, just, you know, keeping football real simple and just, you know, having us, you know, do what we do.
And how about you now coming into this season? How are you different than last?
Oh, I mean, you know, I feel like I had a, you know, good off season, you know, coming in bigger, faster, stronger, you know, was my main focus point. And then, you know, just having a new OC, you know, I feel like, you know, everybody's like just starting, you know, the same, is on the same page, and, you know, we can just grow together, you know, efficiently, you know, just about, you know, what we're getting taught and going out there on the field. So, you know, I feel caught up. I feel, you know, like I'm right next to everybody and, you know, have the chance and opportunity to make plays.
Do you feel the game slower for you a little bit right now?
Oh, yeah, sure. Most definitely. You know, first year, rookie year, getting thrown out there, you know, there's a lot, you know, you're thinking about. But now, you know, later on the season, I felt, you know, very much more comfortable just slowing the game down and, you know, understanding coverages and understanding my role, you know, coming into this year, you know, just to be able to have that and have T-Lock and DK, you know, and, you know, my personal experience out there from last year has been great.
So what does, as you mentioned, DK and Lockett, how did they assist you in getting you up to speed and now having things slow down for you? And so now you can really turn it on in this year.
I mean, for me, I mean, I'm very much a visual learner. So, you know, I can, you know, just hearing them and how they speak and, you know, the questions that they ask, you know, I'm able to, you know, put it in my memory bank and go out there and, you know, really just first watch them and then, you know, do it myself. And then, you know, just being there, being, you know, a big bro, you know, to me and, you know, answering questions, any questions that I need. Tyler Lockett has been great for me. You know, obviously, you know, the career that he's had and a great one. And, you know, anytime he talks, you know, I'm all ears, you know, same with DK.
Got Jackson Smith and Jigba of the Seattle Seahawks here on the Rich Eisen Show. You got your schedule to throw up here, and there's so many different ways I can go in this direction by asking you questions, but I'm going to go week 12 through 14 there. And the reason why I'm doing that, Jackson Smith and Jigba, is you see Marvin Harrison Jr. week 12, Garrett Wilson week 13, and then Marvin again week 14. Kind of like a little reunion tour for you right there.
Yeah, nice little reunion. It'll be good to share the field with those guys, you know, again. Definitely looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to, you know, beating those guys as well, though.
So what was it like playing with everybody back in the day like that in college?
It was great. I mean, it was a dream. Just, you know, I just remember some games, you know, lining up in a huddle, and you just feel everybody's energy, and, you know, you can just, you know, see in their eyes that, you know, they're ready to make a play, you know, and just to be around that, you know, type of people, competitive people, great people, you know, every day at practice, but, you know, just on the field, it was just, you know, looking around, you know, you had to be on your A game because, you know, the guys next to you were, and, you know, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Marvin Harrison Jr., you know, there's Emeka Buka, you know, it was amazing just to feel their presence and, you know, just to know that they're on your team and, you know, we really can't be stopped. Honestly, we shouldn't be stopped. And yeah, I mean, it's a feeling I won't forget for sure.
Well, in terms of fun, Jackson Smith and Jigba, you look at the schedule there, week 12 through 14 there. That date, Sunday, November 24th, that kicks it off is the day after Michigan plays Ohio State. So what do you think your mood is going to be when you see those guys? What do you think? Yeah, what do you think your mood is going to be when that day hits?
You know, rivalry week, we don't take that, you know, very lightly. So I'm pumped all week, honestly.
No, you know, I'm just saying, those guys when you see them, it'll be the day after the game is played. So you think you'll be happy or you think you'll be...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah?
Oh, I'll be very happy. I'll be, you know...
Why?
You know, my stress will have went down a little bit, you know, from after Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, this is the year. Of course.
What's the year? The year for what, Jackson?
Henry, don't do that to me. This is the year we get back on track. Man, team up north, boys. Man, you guys are something else.
Well, we have been, you know, last 3 years, what's the words for it, in a row. Does your head coach, your current head coach, has he mentioned any of this to you at any point in time in the last few months at all?
Yeah. There's been a few conversations. I mean, he has the upper hand, so there's not much I can say rather than, you know, it was a fluke, in my opinion.
Fluke? In 3 years in a row? It's three in a row. How is that a fluke? Come on. No?
Yeah, we just got to go to the drawing boards. You see what we have, you know, we got Emeka, we got Jeremiah Smith back there, Carnell Tate, you know, we supposed to get the job done. Defense, you know, defense coming on this year. Defense is ready this year.
Now, but let me go in this direction here before I let you go. CJ Stroud had a remarkable year last year. I mean, that goes without saying, like unicorn stuff. Where I kind of think he might have even messed it up for future rookie quarterbacks because I don't know how anybody's going to touch what he did last year. What was that from your perspective while you were going through your year last year to see what he was doing? Jackson,
honestly, you know, I was just happy for him. I know he's an elite quarterback and you know what he can do, but when you go out there and show it, I mean, you know, we usually, you know, playing on Sundays and, you know, just hearing about it and hearing what he, you know, has done that week and for him to get to the playoffs, I mean, you know, he's destined for greatness. So, you know, I'm just super happy for him. Hopefully, you know, we can match up, you know, one of these years. But, yeah, I mean, they got a squad over there. And, you know, he's doing what he's supposed to do, you know, what he said he was going to do. So, you know, I'm a believer.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure Garrett Wilson would say he prefers to be matching up with you instead of him, you know, in a Super Bowl one day. But you never know, man. And obviously, there's a lot of folks in your area that are very high on what you guys can do with a new coach there, even though Pete had one way of doing things, was highly successful. What's your message that you would say to the 12s in advance of this season, Jackson Smith and Jigba? What's your message to them?
My message to them is, you know, the locker room, you know, the buzz around the facility is, you know, we're excited to get it going. We're excited, you know, to jump into this new era. And, you know, I feel like, you know, the word around, you know, the locker room is, you know, we're excited. We're ready to go, you know, put our first foot forward and, you know, start this thing off the right way. You know, we're behind Coach McDonald and, you know, all of our coaches. We're excited. We feel like we have everything we need to get the job done and to reach the goals that we're going for. So, you know, we're going to turn the 12s up for sure this year.
Well, I appreciate always when you come on this program, not only because I'm so keenly interested in seeing what's going on in your career, but you also know what's coming for me. And, you know, and I appreciate you still saying yes when I say please come on the program.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Rich. Always.
Right back at you. Jackson Smith and Jigba getting set to dominate for the Seattle Seahawks right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fun stuff. While that was happening, major news breaking out of Paris. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, get all our ducks in a row, and and tell you about what just happened if you didn't already know. And then Josh Allen has spoken. So has Zach Taylor.
Hey, now.
Okay. And then I will preview my my weekend for you going to Ohio.
Can't wait.
I appreciate you saying that.
You're welcome.
Can't wait.
That's next. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches.
What is the furthest you've ever thrown a football, Josh?
The furthest was in Wyoming, so I did get a little assistance from the elevation.
Yes.
But it was right around 83 yards.
Right around. Yeah. Right around 83.
Yeah.
Are we rounding up or are we rounding down to the 83, Josh?
We were probably rounding up just a little bit, but yeah, 83 was that was the number.
So, I don't know. I'm looking up to see if you're playing in Denver at all so you can play, you can get a little bit of some altitude. Can you do that in an NFL game, you think?
I mean, there was one game, I think it was my rookie year against the Dolphins. I threw a ball dang near as hard as I can, and my receiver was 60, 70 yards downfield, and I overthrew him just by a little bit.
But, you airmailed him.
I did, and that was just one of those, like, I didn't feel like I threw it as hard as I could, but my hip fired so hot, and it just came out of my hand extremely well, and it was spinning, and it was a little warm in Miami, so it might have flown a little farther, but it was just one of those that just kind of even blew me off guard, so something I've toned down a little bit, though, and I feel like I've got a little more control on my sure. ball right now.
Oh, understood. No, accuracy is something that you definitely have improved on, as we have seen. So let's just walk me through this. At some point during a game in your career, let's just say it could even happen this weekend against New England, where you have to throw a Hail Mary to win it. At what yardage do you say to your coach, I still got this. Give it to me. Your own probably, what? Your own what?
We're like, I know I can get the ball in the air and get it probably a good 4 or 5 yards deep in the end zone, probably around the 35.
Your own 35?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, you're probably going to have to avoid a rush a little bit, even if they're coming at you with three man. You're going to have to roll out a little bit. So right around your own 30-something yard line, you can get it in there. You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Unbelievable. That's in our archives. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. So I remember when I was doing Tokyo Gold in the summer of 2021, when the Tokyo Games that got postponed due to the coronavirus, the COVID-19, the Rona. I remember when that was happening and we were all excited in the NBC headquarters there in Connecticut because Simone Biles was going to be part of our Tokyo Gold programming, I'm sure, because that's all she's going to do is win gold. And then we all know that she had to step away, in her estimation, for her own mental health from participating fully in the games. She was suffering from a case of the twisties, as apparently it was referred to, where the mind and the body of a gymnast doesn't sync up. And you can get seriously hurt doing that. And you can also hurt your teammates if you're not performing well enough in a team competition.
Remember all the crap she
got? Oh, goodness gracious.
It was like she committed an affront to humanity.
Awful.
by the way some of these people were treating this woman.
100% concur. And I even went on Tokyo Gold, and I think when Susie was sitting here hosting the show, she had something to say about it too. Yeah. And then one time I zoomed in to say something about it, just a cape for an all-time great. And maybe, just maybe, her stepping away then, I know it's a few years later, but how about maybe she's in a better state of mind in Paris because of it? And life is better for her.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's better for her. Because I'll tell you what, we just saw moments ago. She just took gold in the all-around.
Yes, indeed.
She needed 13 and change in order to win gold. With her floor routine, came up with 15 and change.
Whew, it was incredible.
And she wins gold. She becomes the second time winner of the all-around, only the third woman to ever do that, and six gold medals, most ever, men's or women's in gymnastics, six. The best ever. Period, end of story. Awesome to see. Million-watt smile. Just crushed it. Got to see her family in the crowd, her husband Jonathan Owens, who has been excused from Bears training camp to be there. Will this be part of Hard Knocks, you think?
Oh, yeah.
An Olympic Hard Knocks moment here?
Oh, could you imagine?
I would be stunned if NFL Films didn't ask him, would you mind if we follow you around Paris?
First episode next week, so we'll find out.
Yeah, right. As the Bears tonight have at it on the Canton field. Jonathan Owens, now at the Bears, formerly the Packers. What's the equivalent? That Simone Biles would suddenly perform gymnastics for Team Russia? Is that the same thing?
I don't want to say? I don't want to entertain
that. Far afield? Stay in my lane? But I don't know. You can't deny that how delightful it is to watch her perform, and the joy with which she performs, and the precision and the beauty and the amazing abilities that she has. It's just awesome.
It's awesome. Kevin Durant just tweeted, "Goat Biles." That's it. That's all it says. Perfect.
She is the goat. And I know that's an overused word or an acronym, she is the greatest of all time.
Without question.
You know, sixth Olympic gold medal, more than any American gymnast, male or female, in history. Simone Biles, congratulations. What is all around, Mike?
Can you name the four events in the all around?
You've got this. You've got
balance beam.
Yes.
I always forget what the, I know the floor routine.
Yes, yeah,
and the I forget the flipping thing. Oh my god, the two. Oh my, I should know this.
Yep. Oh my goodness.
If I get the bronze zone, I'll do research
on it. Uneven parallel bars.
The parallel bars. Yeah. Thank you. I couldn't. They're uneven bars. They're actually uneven bars, Brock.
Yeah. They're parallel though.
Well, they are parallel.
There's some that are parallel.
Yeah, but uneven.
And some that are not.
Yeah, exactly. I would do research if I went in there. I'd have that stuff in front of me. I wanted the stats, what was going on.
What do you mean you wanted the stats?
When Simone was up.
This is great. All of it's good, dude. Congratulations to her. And Suni Lee got the bronze. So, congratulations to her. This is awesome.
Awesome.
Fun stuff.
It's great. Can't wait to rewatch it tonight. Ooh. I'm just going to watch it back later. It's going to be great.
Watch it back.
It's going to be awesome.
Why not? So does this mean Jonathan Owens now has got to go to training camp? Is it? You get one night in Paris, and then that'll be it?
Yeah.
You're done. You got to go back.
Will he be in Canton tomorrow night? Is there a flight? I'll tell you, there's no flight direct from Los Angeles to Canton. Canton. There's not one from Paris to Canton. Unless it's,
private.
Air McCaskey.
A private situation. Yeah. Right?
You fly anywhere on one of them things.
Air Hard Knocks.
So, hey, everybody. Josh Allen. Everybody thinks this is the time to get him. It's time to get got. Because Diggs is gone and Allen is gone. I mean, and Gabe Davis is gone, right?
Yep.
Bunch of guys on the back end of the defense. Poyer's gone.
Oh, yeah, released. Just flat out released, remember?
Just to name a few.
Yeah.
Right? Trey White's gone. Who else is gone, Hoskins? Our producer. Who else is gone? Anybody else is gone? He's silent.
Sean McDermott, he gone? Oh, no, he's not. He's still back. Yeah, he's still there.
A lot of people are gone, so you got to get him while he's good. Keon Coleman's there, though.
Yeah, boy.
I can't wait to see how he does.
I hope he
falls out. Because I can't get enough Keon Coleman stories. Apparently, Josh Allen invited him over for dinner.
Oh, goodness.
Roll it.
He's just not normal. And I mean that in the best way. He does things his way, and he's always him. He's very authentic. You know, I had him over. I had a chef during the OTAs, and, you know, she made fish. And he's like, what the heck is this? I'm not eating this. And he didn't eat it, you know. But he does things his way. He's super country, which I can relate to as well. So I love the guy. You know, he's making things personal, going out there and blocking hard and doing things the right way, and he's making plays in camp. And, again, we're building that chemistry on the field right now, and I think that off the field we've got a very good thing going too, and just a lot of trust in those guys right now.
Very relatable. Who else shops at Macy's and won't eat fish? A lot of people in this country.
I'm not eating that.
He, Cameron Wolf is doing the sit-down with him. There's a clip kind of going around right now. He's shirtless. He just doesn't have a shirt on.
Oh, Keon Coleman?
Yeah, Keon Coleman. Just
shirtless on NFL Network?
Shirtless on NFL Network.
Okay.
Back together, shirtless back Thursday.
He's on the Skins team?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's great.
Hey, listen, that's another guy. What if he balls out? What if he provides the offense? Don't forget that kid, Shakir.
Yep.
He was open in the end zone when Chris Jones threw Deion Dawkins into Josh Allen's lap. He was there. Oh, my goodness gracious. I cannot wait for this season. Good Lord. Cincinnati Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase and Trey Hendrickson. They got to get their contracts going. It's August 1st. I mean, this stuff's going to get late early. Zach Taylor spoke on this subject matter today. Is that what happened? Ah, preseason week one. Who are you going to see out there?
The first game, I've got targeted the first game. I'm not setting anything in stone right now. But I'm optimistic that that's where it's trending right now for our team. And then we'll make decisions after that. But this isn't something I've loosely talked to some of the guys. It's not something I've advertised with the team or anything. But I think a week and a half away, that's what's in my head right now.
Okay. Nothing new on Ja'Marr Chase, he said. Boy, that famous Mike Brown Velcro wallet's going to have to get ripped open again. He ripped it open for Joe.
He ripped it open to build new locker room. All kinds of renovations.
I know. I guess
I
should stop making fun, but they're going to have to pay him.
They're spending money. The Bengals are spending money.
Again, CeeDee, please tell me your Cowboys are going to be first in with CeeDee Lamb. Just first in. You know who's hoping that, too? The Bengals and the 49ers. Can you handle your business first, Jerry, because my guys won't budge until you do.
I think they're all having a standstill right now, it seems like.
Well,
right?
I mean, CeeDee's got to go first.
CeeDee should have been done. Well, we know this.
Well, but do all due respect to the other two wide receivers, CeeDee's numbers and CeeDee's status, and I'm kind of surprised CeeDee Lamb didn't make the top 10 of the final 100 list.
That was something that I was a little shocked about. But
Over Tyreek? You like him over Tyreek? Let's play the game. CeeDee Lamb comes in. Who comes out? Trent Williams? Disrespecting the lineman?
No, I'm not disrespecting anybody.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. Maybe it's you. I'm still stinging from my fantasy final loss that occurred quite literally one quarter into the final weekend when the team I went against had David Njoku, the tight end, and Joe Flacco found him for 19,000 yards against the awfulness that the New York Jets were putting on the field at the end of the season. Backed up already to a U-Haul. He had, I think he had 100 yards and two scores in the first quarter of that game. And then I had a two-day period where I'm like, you know what? Anything can happen in fantasy football. Maybe my guys can catch fire. Let's see what happens. Sure. I've got Amon-Ra St. Brown and the Lions. And, oh, I'm going against CeeDee Lamb. Nope. Didn't he have 100 or almost 200 yards in the first half of that game?
He balled out.
I don't know. But that's the deal there. It's just the Bengals. If I'm Ja'Marr Chase and I'm Brandon Ayuk, I'm waiting for CeeDee Lamb to sign first as long as I can. I'm also itching to get in. This
that's
is it.
True.
I mean, right now you're probably not missing the 90-degree days and the potential dorm rooms that you're living in. I don't know what they're,
Well, aren't Ayuk and Chase sitting in? So they're there, right?
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, CD is not.
Okay.
So they're still suffering a little bit.
So CD's apparently working out in Houston.
Oh, yeah. You can assure yourself he's grinding.
All right, so as soon as this show is over, I'm heading to LAX. I'm flying to Ohio tonight. Tomorrow I'll be hosting the show from there. Chris Redd, formerly of Saturday Night Live, will be on this program.
Seat 1A?
Or thereabouts.
Oh, you're 1B then.
Or thereabouts. There's a connecting flight.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Joints. Yeah, true.
Oh, but I'm carrying the bag, not checking the bag.
We know how you do.
Yeah, you know how I do. First on, as soon as my row's called, I'm on.
Yeah, you want that overhead space
first
being
on,
taken.
Glass
man.
Of red. Let's go.
Friday night jacket dinner.
Love it.
Oh, baby.
We'll talk more about that tomorrow. My game plan.
Is that a steak night for you?
Saturday afternoon is the ceremony on NFL Network. I'll be there with Steve Weish. Warner will be there as well. It'll be good. And then, I like showing up in places folks don't expect me to show up in.
It's happening, right?
I don't want to say too much because I don't want to reveal anything.
Okay.
But something that people don't expect me to appear is going to go down.
Yes.
And then I'll be back here Monday.
Great.
I don't know when everyone else is going to find out about what I'm referring to, but not saying.
Uh-oh.
It's all a team.
I won't
confirm it.
Nobody say anything.
I will neither confirm nor deny, and yes. You may even be thinking you know what I'm talking about.
I think I know.
And you never will.
I know. I have no idea what's
okay,
going on.
Okay, so there, again, I love surprising people. I love when folks are like, I didn't see you. That, like, the Brady roast is a perfect example.
Yeah, you popped up. I was like, what?
I didn't tell about any of that.
You kept that quiet.
I do. I like keeping things even from you guys because I like, the surprise factor. And I like the higher register. Like, I didn't know you were going to do that. I didn't see you there. And I sneak up on people. But it is, in fact, going to happen this very weekend. You'll find out what it is. I'm teasing.
What a tease.
Will not confirm, will not deny.
I see.
You'll see. Going to do it. And then we're back for next week.
Woo.
Full week of shows in August. But tonight is a Hall of Fame game. Tonight. Football is back. Good times. We'll talk about it on tomorrow's program. I will be in Canton. You guys will be. I'll be here. You're here.
We're here.
All right. And Mike, you'll be my spotter.
Yes. I will spot.
Good
you.
Luck with that.
Mike, come on.
Right now.
Mike's up here like
the bronze zone. Work on it, guys.
You might end up
work on it for Los Angeles.
The bronze zone.
Oh, yeah.
You got
bronze
4 years to cultivate that caper.
Happening.
Yes. We're doing it.
We're to cultivate that Mike. Caper.
Yep. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Back to wrap this on Roku in a moment.
We're number three. We're number three.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.